The following episode of K-Voice, a voice of resistance, recorded at 5:51 p.m., March 6, 2017.
She was so true. All the women that's pure in the house, put up your fists too. And act like you're true to this. With love and compassion, there's a real movement. I need my fists up. Keep them there. Solemnly swear to represent love up in here.
Over my head, something to cook in the fridge. Stay mobile, stay fly, pimped out crib. Y'all know what it is, what it is. I got my mama's hustle.
Peaceful protesting exercises a precious right, agitates on a large scale, and uses one's voice and body as a physical pledge of resistance. It sends a strong signal at home and abroad that we will not idly watch unconstitutional and immoral actions take place. Hi, I'm Kelly the Voice. Thank you for listening to K-Voice, a voice of resistance. That's the letter K, voice. That was Medusa, the gangsta goddess you heard at the top of the show. She spoke powerfully on Sunday in downtown L.A.
This is so powerful. We don't wait for them to give us an opportunity. You take your opportunity. You speak your heart's mind and you speak your compassion, because that is what women are all about. We deliver nothing but goodness. There is no ego. There is no selfishness. There is a leader right now that is very egotistical and very selfish. And the way we live and give will combat all that he is. So women, stay strong with each other, within yourself, and make sure you listen to your inner voice and stay with those that are like light. We are light. We are energy. And you have to remain the loving, compassionate energy in order to change the spirit of this planet.
I marched on Sunday at the International Women's Day March and Rally in downtown Los Angeles. This march was convened and led by transnational women of color. The march featured speakers, poets, and musicians throughout the event. We started at the LAPD headquarters and marched to the front of the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown Los Angeles. That was a sobering experience. What you are about to hear is audio from in front of the detention center. I apologize, as it was windy and it's not the best audio quality. Just know, the tapping you hear is coming from inside the massive center. It is the detainees waiting deportation tapping on a small piece of window they were allotted.
A place of gathering where some families actually come to try to connect with their loved ones that are incarcerated behind those walls, inside that building, inside these buildings. And they come here sometimes to say hi, to make that connection. Sometimes they come to say their goodbyes, because they've gotten the notice that their loved one is going to be deported. So them making this connection is the last time they're going to be able to make that connection with their loved ones.
We could see mirrors flashing light back and forth at us out the windows. As you heard, families will go down to the street in hopes of making one last connection with their loved one before they are deported. At the rally were indigenous activists who spoke out not simply for themselves, but for all people. The activists spoke of being intersectional. If you are for women's rights, you must also be for black lives. If you support black lives, you should fight for immigrants' rights, and so on. It is minorities leading the revolution and the resistance to our president, his administration, and the Republicans who deal in fear and propaganda to gain ground in their immoral, unjust, and self-serving agenda. Minorities will lead the fight as they have the most to lose, most to fear, and frankly, they have never had the luxury to stop fighting. Minorities never left the front lines, not under Obama, certainly not under Bush, and all the way back. Equality has never been a luxury they have enjoyed. They will lead this fight, and it is the obligation of white American citizens to follow their lead and take up the fight with them, for them, as well as their own personal reasons.
Sisters and brothers, community members, trans and gender nonconforming community, we want to give thanks for another day of life. We want to thank the Tongva and grandma, our grandmother, Gloria Arellanes, for allowing us to be here and asking permission from the land and the four directions. Mujeres de Maíz and indigenous women sisters here who stand together are here to talk about the four directions of mind, body, spirit, to talk about the four directions of our communities of indigenous peoples, black, Asian, brown, red, and all our connections and communities connecting our circles and movements. For over 20 years, we've been in front of the marches, we've been in the kitchens, we've been in the protests, we've been in the ivory towers. We have been in every community and every solidarity struggle to speak our voice.
Not from the March of Love, Unity, and Respect is a clip I'm about to play you. I promise I'm not messing with you. The following is a real clip from a pro-Trump rally at Lake Oswego. Is that how you say it? Lake Oswego? Someone out there knows. Anyways, enjoy. Yeah, that is Trump supporters surrounding a girl protester. The rally was small and venomous and devolved into animal sounds. Yeah, I think I'll stick to my side of the aisle. On Wednesday, the House will vote on the $578 billion defense appropriation package for the fiscal year, increasing our already bloated defense spending while gutting domestic spending such as the EPA or even slashing the State Department. It is an unsurprising but controversial move on the Republicans' part. We knew they were going to increase military because that's what these petty, frightened little men do. But the amount to which they are moving to increase it by will be damaging to our economy. They must at least explain why the current budget is not sufficient to finance our military. The U.S. by itself spends more on defense than the next 7 highest spending nations in the world combined. Spending large sums of money to deal with threats from a bygone era like the Cold War, for instance, will not enhance national security. As Lawrence J. Korb of Fortune reports, it is by no means the only federal agency working to keep America safe. The State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, for example, both play vital roles in protecting the country. State Department diplomats forge relationships and bonds of trust with U.S. allies and potential adversaries, while USAID provides humanitarian development assistance that saves and improves the lives of millions of people around the globe. As Defense Secretary James Mattis has noted, not fully funding these areas makes new wars and conflicts more likely. Each of these agencies face steep cuts in order to increase the defense budget. If the government provides so much of its limited resources to the Pentagon that it cannot fund these agencies adequately, U.S. national security will suffer. If this disturbs you, call your representative. You might find it easiest to call the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121 to reach your senators or representative. You can also find the direct phone number to any member's office by consulting the Senate phone list or the House phone list. Google it. Best to call their local office, though, over their D.C. office. Oh, yeah. And you know that promise to bring back American manufacturing? The Canadian environmental disaster that is a go now, the Keystone XL pipeline, from which the only benefit to America was the American steel we were going to use? Well, guess where we're going to get the steel now? Russia. That's right. Russia. Also, Robert Reich has pointed out that the GOP is proposing a 14.1% cut in the IRS's budget for next year. This is insane. It won't save money. To the contrary, the move worsens the budget deficit. That's because every dollar spent by the IRS to collect taxes generates $4 in unpaid taxes. It estimates that the amount of unpaid taxes per year is already almost as large as the federal government's annual budget deficit. Since most IRS audits are of high-income people, the real beneficiaries of 45's move are the wealthy, more of whom will now be skirting their duty to pay taxes. 45 and the Republicans hate the IRS and have spent years battling it. It's likely that 45 has not paid taxes for decades, but that is no reason for him to harm the federal government and give another windfall to the rich. Last week, on Tuesday, Sessions, our gem of an attorney general, said that the Justice Department would pull back on federal scrutiny of police departments for civil rights violations against people of color. Thursday and Friday, the House votes some bill aimed at ensuring parties to class action lawsuits are equally damaged in legislation to deter frivolous lawsuits. H.R. 985. What this does is ensure that the rich who can afford to incur damages will still have free rein to sue whomever they want. But the minimum wage employees of, say, Walmart, who are being forced to work through their breaks, can't sue the poor put upon Waltons. Call your representatives. There are many ways to be an activist. Be vocal. Now is not the time to be quiet because it is somehow rude to talk politics. Civil rights matter. Erosion of democracy matters. Stand up. Get out of your comfort zone. It is uncomfortable, but necessary. Here are some thoughts on what you can do. Be an armchair activist. Make phone calls. You can download the 5 Calls app. That's the number 5 calls. And you can make 1, 5, 10 calls a day. They suggest 5, obviously. They do all the work for you. They give you the numbers. They give you a script. Just push a button and follow the script. Click like or comment on relevant articles on Facebook from reputable sources. This makes them more prominent. Share those articles on social media. Someone will benefit from hearing your perspective, even if several degrees removed. Focus your message. Don't forward articles with clickbait headlines. Don't expect sources like Daily Kos, HuffPo, or Occupy Democrats to be viewed as impartial. Find the same news on a mainstream news site and share that one instead. Actually read the piece and take note of the date that it was published before you forward it. Join Facebook groups in discussing these topics. Some are secret. The post and the members list only show up to members in the group, and it requires an invite to join. So ask your most vocal Facebook friends for invitations to their favorite groups. I love those. It's so nice to have a safe place to share and chat with my friends. Or strangers. Chat with like-minded people. Grab your wallet. Express your opinions with your dollars. Boycotts could help sway Trump. Boycott Trump products and events at Trump properties, a la Sun City, and encourage others to do the same. Actionable examples? Urge the USGA to move the 2017 U.S. Women's Golf Open. That's on July 13th through the 16th. It's at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. By contacting, selecting the U.S. National Open feedback, in the subject line, say something to the effect of, given the hateful demagoguery and the hateful comments that Donald Trump has made, including toward women, we urge the coordinators of the U.S. Women's Open to change venues. Boycott companies carrying the Trump family and supporting the administration. You can go to grabyourwallet.org. There's an app for that. Be a more active activist. Pick areas around which you are passionate to volunteer with organizations in that area. Join meetups and marches and protests and rallies in your area and nationally. Participate in a Day Without a Woman coming up on March 8th. Join the Scientists March on Washington or a sister march across America. That's April 22nd. Need not be a scientist, just be pro-evidence-based science. Before you go protest, read the ACLU Know Your Rights Guide for Protest. You can just Google that, but I've also posted it on my K Voice of the Resistance Facebook page. Many artists are donating their work for protest as well. If you're an artist, check out Lost and Found Resistance, the Amplifier Foundation, and Works Progress Arts. Jared Polis, Democrat of Colorado, became a hero of the resistance in my eyes. In answer to 45's disgusting new Homeland Security office, Voice, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, which is effectively a propaganda ministry to advertise every crime committed by an immigrant, Jared Polis launched SAINT, Saved by American Immigrants National Task Force.
This is a gentleman from Colorado seek recognition.
I should address the House for 1 minute, revise and extend my remarks.
The gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
Yesterday, President Trump launched a rather ridiculous effort called the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office, or VOICE. They're going to be focusing on talking about people who were victimized by people who are here illegally. First of all, the statistics aren't with them. It turns out that people who are undocumented are among the least likely groups to commit illegal acts, and a study showed that they're one-fifth to one-half less likely to commit a crime. So, you know what? I want to start an effort that's similar. I'm going to start a task force called SAINT, Saved by American Immigrants National Task Force, to talk about Americans whose lives were saved by people who are here undocumented. People like Dr. Alfredo Quinez Hinojosa, who became a brain surgeon, saving countless lives. People like Antonio Diaz Chacon, who chased down a child abductor and saved a six-year-old girl from a horrific fate, even though he's undocumented. Another undocumented immigrant named Jesus Manuel Cordova, who rescued a nine-year-old boy in the Arizona desert. These are the kinds of life-saving efforts from our undocumented immigrants where they save American lives. And I bet our efforts at SAINT, talking about saving American lives, will match life for life all of the things that President Trump tries to drum up through his VOICE effort. Of course, there's good and bad people. Of course, there's good and bad hombres. Let's celebrate the good with the bad. I look forward to sharing their stories with my colleagues, and I yield back.
Well played, sir. Well played. If you hear a story of resistance, be it your own, someone you know, or someone in the government, shoot me a message in my Facebook page at the letter K, Voice of Resistance. On that page, you will find links to resources I post and as I come across them. I have a great new resource that was recommended to me. What do I do about Trump.com? Resources for the resistance. What do I do about Trump.com is a resource hub for people who are upset about the Trump presidency. Under the Get Involved tab on the site is a ton of resources. Some of the ones we have talked about here before, like Flippable, where you can find and take action on state elections that may be flippable from red to blue, or Countable, which is the best resource that I have found to read up on what Congress is voting on. It is important to take regular action on issues you care about. You can scroll down and it just keeps going for the best resources on how you can get more involved. There are a lot of resources there, so I strongly recommend choosing a category. You can get action alerts, or if you want to influence your representatives, or contact person to person, or find nonprofits, get better politicians, attend events and protest, boycott businesses, etc. Some of the notable ones are Democracy for America, which is a member-driven political action committee founded by former presidential candidate Howard Dean. It recruits and trains progressive candidates, conducts activist trainings, and runs issue-focused campaigns. There's also Donate Bigly, Small Hands versus Big Hearts. It's a site that you can donate to specific organizations in the name of your favorite cabinet nominee, patterned after the donations to Planned Parenthood in Mike Pence's name. A Guide to Action Democracy is a well-organized document on the political battles being fought and how you can make your voice heard. It also includes actions that you can take depending on the issues that you care about most. There's a guide on how to talk to your loved ones about a Trump presidency. There's the League of Women's Voters have an elected official finder where you can find your representatives even down to your local level, as well as Open Secrets, nonprofit organization that tracks money in U.S. politics and its effect on elections and public policy. What do I do about Trump.com has a take action tab where they collect action alerts and calls from more than 30 different websites so you can find all the actions to take at one source. see what is happening across the resistance all in one place. If you want to get a summary of the post in a daily email, you can sign up there as well. Then there's the Make a Plan tab, where you can put in your preferences, such as how often you want to take actions, what kind of actions you're comfortable with, from phone calls to things like teaching or mentoring and so on. It compiles your preferences with your location and sends you an action plan. They also have an Inspire Friends tab. Taking action is easier and more fun when you do it with friends. They suggest starting what they call an action pod, which is a group of friends to help you get active on issues that matter. Pod members meet regularly, about every 4 to 8 weeks, to help each other learn about the issues, identify ways to get involved, and stay engaged and motivated. To start one, you just invite some friends to get together for an evening, share a meal, talk about some of the issues you each care about. They offer a starter guide. You'll come away from your first Action Pod gathering with a set of clear next steps with the support of your friends to take action on. Why would we want to start an Action Pod? First, it's way more fun than taking action alone. Everything's better with friends, right? Get together for some dinner with folks. Second, it sticks. A regular Action Pod gatherings will help you stay motivated. It can be hard to find some time to get good work done in the world, but that's totally okay. What's important is staying connected with the issues and the values you care about. Even if life is busy, that means learning over time how to fit making a difference into your life. To help with this, each Action Pod gathering includes time for planning for your next action. This could be learning, volunteering, campaigning, or working together on a project. Each pod gathering also includes for some time of reflecting on your efforts to date, celebrating what's working, exploring what challenges you're facing, and deciding what you'd like to try next. Through the Action Pod, you'll learn about different types of actions, which ones give you the most satisfaction, and which ones fit best with your schedule. The best way to sustain your motivation over time. Third, we make a bigger impact when we work together. As each person takes steps to become more active, you can share what you can learn with each other, helping each other stay informed about how to make a difference on important issues, and you can work together on shared goals, amplifying your voices through collaboration. If you like the idea, go to whatdoidoaboutTrump.com and get their starter guide under the Inspire Friends tab to reach out with some friends. You can also join their Action Pod email list, and they'll send you new resources as they are published. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, there's the Protect Yourself tab. If you're not sure how to protect yourself in case some of Trump's campaign promises do become a reality, you can scroll for some useful resources. These are also listed by category: general, be an ally, web security, self-care, women, immigrants, LGBTQ, and so on. All right, I've linked to their site on K Voice of Resistance. You want to find it there. I want to remind everyone that March 8th is National Women's Day, as well as National Day Without a Woman's Strike. The general strike is a tactic born among labor-oriented political movements, where groups of people all leave their places of work or school to demand political and economic action. Women's strikes are emerging internationally, from the women's strike in Poland against the abortion ban to women's strikes and marches in Latin America against male violence, and the vast women's demonstration last November in Italy, and the women's strike in defense of reproductive rights in South Korea and Ireland. Each of these strikes was intersectional. They combined struggles against male violence with the opposition to the casualization of labor and wage inequality, while also opposing homophobia, transphobia, and xenophobic immigration policies. They are expanding the feminist agenda. Possibly one of the most well-known feminist strikes was the Women's Strike for Equality March on August 26, 1970. The Women's Strike, sponsored by National Organization for Women, NOW, featured 50,000 feminists blocking New York City's Fifth Avenue to demand equality and to show the power of feminism to the mainstream media. Time reported, while strides were made legislatively after the strike, possibly the biggest accomplishment of the 1970s women's strike is that many more Americans became aware of the fight for equality. NOW's membership increased by 50%, and 80% of adults knew about the Women's Liberation Movement. Reading from the Women's March website, In the same spirit of love and liberation that inspired the Women's March, we join together in making March 8th a day without a woman, recognizing the enormous value that women of all backgrounds add to our socioeconomic system while receiving lower wages and experiencing greater inequalities, vulnerability to discrimination, sexual harassment, and job insecurity. We recognize that trans and gender nonconforming people face heightened levels of discrimination, social oppression, and political targeting. We believe in gender justice. Anyone, anywhere, can join by making March 8th a day without a woman in one or all of the following ways. 1. Women take a day off from paid and unpaid labor. 2. Avoid shopping for a day, with the exceptions of small women-owned and minority-owned businesses. 3. Wear red in solidarity of a day without a woman. A Day Without a Woman reaffirms our commitment to the principles of unity, which were collaboratively outlined for the Women's March. We are inspired by recent courageous actions like the bodega strike, led by Yemeni immigrant store owners in New York City, and A Day Without Immigrants across the U.S. We applaud the effort of hashtag GrabYourWallet and others who bring public accountability to unethical corporate practices. The Women's March stands in solidarity with the International Women's Strike organizers, feminists of color, and grassroots groups in planning global actions for equality, justice, and human rights. When millions of us stood together in January, we saw clearly that our army of love greatly outnumbers that of fear, greed, and hatred. Let's raise our voices together again to say that women's rights are human rights, regardless of a woman's race, ethnicity, religion, immigration status, sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, age, or disability. For more information on A Day Without a Woman, please see the facts page of the Women's March site. They also have a template letter to inform your employer of your participation in A Day Without a Woman. Okay, I'm just about out of time. I'm going to leave you with this. Our president has made a request of us. He sincerely asks that we stop our resistance movement as it is slowing down his presidential agenda.
It's our hope that Democrats will stop the obstruction and resistance, and that's what they have. In fact, they have a sign, resist, resist. They want to resist everything, including cabinet members. They have many cabinet members that haven't been approved yet. People that are extraordinary, all of whom are going to be approved, but they just take forever. It's called obstruct and resist. I hope I didn't give them a new phrase, because their real phrase is resist. I think I just gave them another word. I shouldn't have done that. I'm good at branding.
Keep it up, my friends. This has been K-Voice, a voice of the resistance on the Crab Diving Network, Stitcher, iTunes, or whatever your podcasting platform. You can catch my show, as well as other great shows, as crabdiving.com. Be sure to catch Patrick Viles and Ryan Pfeiffer's show, Crab Diving, the flagship show on the network. You can laugh and rage along with them about the news 5 days a week from 2 to 4. New shows of mine drop Tuesdays and Fridays at 4 p.m. Follow me on Twitter at KellyTheVoice. Take care of yourself, and as always, resist.
Give me that, baby.
I have to give it to my women in the house. But more than anything, this is for the mothers. Roof over my head, something to cook in the fridge. Stay mobile, stay fly, pimped out crib. Y'all know.